right, we're now on the record. Good afternoon. I'm Susan Drummond, City of Seattle, Deputy Hearing Examiner. It is Monday at 1:30 p.m., April 21st, 2025. If I can have the parties introduce themselves, I guess starting with the city.
Yes, hi, Mrs. Examiner. I'm Max Burke with the Land Use Section at the City Attorney's Office.
Good afternoon, Mr. Burke. And then for the appellant, Mr. Griggs.
Sean Griggs on behalf of Noel Paulson and Lynn Reed Paulson.
Good afternoon, Mr. Griggs. So this is a pre-hearing conference. I think what we'll probably do today is just set a hearing date and then any pre-hearing deadlines for filing of exhibits and witnesses. Is there anything else that we need to address before we start with the scheduling part of this?
Yes, I actually spoke with Mr. Griggs beforehand or via email and discussed the possibility that this be resolved on motions rather than having a fact hearing. It seems to me to be a primarily a legal interpretation and at the moment, I don't think there will be disputes over facts that are material to that interpretation.
It did look like that might be a possibility from what I saw in the appeal, but then I didn't know if because I only have there's only a glimpse of kind of the whole record there. So would the parties? I guess I turn to you then, Mr. Griggs. Would the parties like to set a motion schedule then for addressing this on summary judgment? And I suppose if it is not addressed through summary judgment, if there are any remaining issues, then we could go ahead and go to hearing on those if need be. But Mr. Griggs, do you have comments on that?
No, I agree. I think we've got a discrete legal issue here. My thought is that we set a kind of a deadline or a hearing date for the summary judgment motions.
Okay.
But that also maybe out beyond that, we have a hearing date set as well in case you're not satisfied with our legal argument and want to have a hearing that gives us something to shoot towards so we don't have to come back and reschedule.
Okay. Well, at least it'll refine it for sure at minimum, if not kind of resolve everything, and that can be more efficient. All right. So then I guess would we have kind of cross motions for summary judgment? So both of you would file motions initially. How would you all like to structure this?
Yeah, I was contemplating that before this hearing conference, and if I'm reading code correctly, the city has the burden here. So I would think the city could go first, but I'm happy to do like cross motions where we each file a motion and we each file a response/reply. I'm open to discussion on that.
Mr. Griggs, do you have a preference one way or the other on that?
The city does have the burden. I think it might be just as efficient to have us both file cross motions and then oppositions and the replies and just have them all due on the same day. I realize there's a bit of overlap and redundancy, but I think it gives us both an equal bite at the apple, as it were.
That definitely would be an equal way to do it, and that's fine. I defer to the parties, so... So if we do it that way, both parties file a motion, response, and reply. What would you all like the deadlines to be? Why don't we start with the motions?
Well, just to clarify, would it be like a combined response reply so that we're not doing six, instead of six briefs,
right,
we're doing four briefs total?
Up to you all.
Two each. I'm fine with that, Sean. I don't know. Or would you want to do three briefs?
I'm confused.
Meaning?
So we all file a motion?
Yeah, we each file a motion, and then we just respond to the other party's motion.
It's true. You probably wouldn't need a reply because you both effectively already have a reply on that. Because there's one motion from each other a party, one response to that motion from each other party. I mean, if you want a third brief, that's fine. That's six total. Might be more work than is needed, but I defer to the parties on this.
So I guess the only thought that I have is, so if if I file a motion and the city files an opposition, there may be something novel in that opposition that I would want to reply to.
That is possible.
So it seems like there would be three for, I mean, so I realize that this thing, hopefully, I mean, personally, I would, you know, to the extent that there's ground that we've already covered, I would just reference back to the earlier briefing as opposed to rehashing it. But it's to my thinking, the opportunity to reply to an opposition makes sense given that there may be new information introduced in that opposition.
Okay. Well, we'll set it up that way. Let's see. So that said, since there'll be three deadlines then. So then, when would you all like to file the motion?
So I'll just say that my calendar is pretty open in general, except basically a month from now, I'm at a pre-scheduled out-of-country trip for 10 days starting May 22nd through Sunday, June 1st. So basically one full work week and a little bit extra out. I'm hoping we can be mindful of that and kind of work around that.
Well,
I'm pretty open because the other case I was working on before the examiner's office got dismissed recently, so it cleared up my schedule.
Okay. So would you all like to go ahead and file the motions before the 20th? Stagger this however you all want to stagger it, the briefing. And we can, if you all want to file motions before you depart, we could start the process, even if we don't finish it before, and then have to have a deadline or two on your return. Defer to the parties.
I'll defer to the city on that. I don't want to mess up your vacation. I get how precious that is, and so I don't want to mess with that. I don't feel very strongly about the scheduling. So,
okay. I mean, I'm happy to have the initial motion beforehand. I just want to have enough time when I get back to file a response. So I know it's just such an awkward time to have that vacation for this.
Well, it wouldn't matter too much. You just have to have enough leeway after on your return to do whatever
right.
You want. So the initial deadline, if you all are, if we set it before the 22nd, that wouldn't interfere with that block.
Right. So I'm fine having a deadline the week of May 11th or the first part of May 18th week for the initial motion for each side, and then a response, preferably, would be the week of June. I mean, it's a big gap, but because of the vacation, I'd like it to be June 8th so that I at least get like a full week to sit on it when I get back, depending on when the first deadline is set. So,
okay.
If that makes sense.
Yep. So, can someone throw out a date for the first one?
The initial motions were due on the 19th. The response briefs were due on the 9th. Max, let me know if there's enough time. And then maybe our replies due on, say, the 16th. Give us a week after that.
Yeah,
that
would work.
Okay. So let me just repeat those, make sure I've got them. We'd have the initial motions for both parties May 19. Responses from both parties June 9. Replies from both parties June 16. Is that, you all are good with that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Then I guess I need to set a deadline for my order. I'll just give myself a week, although, to be honest, you know, but it's usually the first two briefs that are kind of key. So, so we'll just say June 23rd, I guess. It's possible it'll be out that week, but we'll just, June 23rd for the order. Okay, so that may take care of the case, but if not, do you all want to go ahead and set deadlines for exhibits and witnesses to address whatever's left? Just go ahead and do that now, since I have you both before me.
So my thought on that respectfully would be that we have that those deadlines start falling maybe in July, and that we've got plenty of time.
Okay.
And also, if it takes additional time to come up with the decision, that gives us some breathing room.
I promise you, you will have my order on June 23rd. So, July is fine. Sometimes on these cases, parties are in a rush for whatever reason. But if you all are okay with July, that's what we'll do. And I guess in terms of doing this, a lot of times a lot of the documents will be kind of in the department's, in terms of what it relied upon. So typically it makes first for the department to file first, kind of file the record, and then followed by anything from the appellant. But we could do it a different way too.
If we want to wait till July, Monday the 7th works for filing the department's, and just to be clear, exhibits and potential witnesses list?
Yeah, I don't know if there are any, well, there may be, because I've had some of these where we have had witnesses, but they probably are not that extensive. But yes, I usually have the witness list at the same time.
Okay. Yeah, the Monday the 7th works.
Okay. So if we do that, then, Mr. Griggs, we're looking at the appellant. Do you want a couple weeks after the 7th?
I think 1 week would be.
1 week, okay. July 7th. So July 14th, that works?
Yep.
All right. Okay, and do we need a rebuttal deadline, or is that just July 7th and July 14th?
I'd like to have one just in case.
Okay. 1 week on that?
Yeah.
Okay, that would be the 21st. All right. Usually I build in a discovery cutoff. I assume you all are not going to need discovery, but just typically I do put those in my pre-hearing orders. So probably, typically it would be right before one of the parties first filing, so just before the July 7th is typically, just FYI on that.
Okay.
While I have a question for you all. Are you both, I assume electronic service is fine for both of you in terms of emailing everything back and forth. I do not need a hard copy of everything when you file exhibits. Email copy is fine. Just so you know, there's a little bit of a splinter in terms of kind of the filings go through the e-portal, but it does not have data storage capacity for all the exhibits, and so emails go, our exhibits go via email to just our hearing.examiner at seattle.gov. Someday we'll get that fixed, but that's how it is right now. Okay, so then I think we can set a hearing date. So we would be looking at either end of July, early August. And I assume this would be a day, or maybe half a day. I don't, if it's mainly legal arguments, then I wouldn't anticipate a lot of witnesses, but I don't know. So we can always set a reserve day, even if don't think we'll need it.
It seems unlikely that we have more than one or two witnesses on each side at worst. So.
Okay, well, let's just set a day then. That should be sufficient.
The only complicating factor I have here is I have a bench trial in district court scheduled for August 4th.
Okay.
Which I'm not looking forward to and hoping to get out of, but it's still on the calendar, so I better schedule it out.
Understood. So we could set it before or after that date, since you all are not in a particular rush on this.
I think I'd like to see it before, and then I don't have to worry, because I'm not going to, if I do have to go to the trial, there won't be much left in me afterwards, so maybe before would be best.
Sure, okay. So the last filing deadline that we put down was, I think, the 21st. So we could have this hearing the next day, or we could Wednesday, that 23rd, or going into actually it might be a little better going into the following week, July 28th, that Monday or Tuesday, the 28th or the 29th.
Maybe the 29th would make sense. Hearings on Mondays tend to be make it difficult to track no witnesses if we have them. But it's my only observation. But so maybe the 29th? Is it okay with that?
Let me just double check. Yeah, our calendar's fine on the July 29th. Mr. Burke, is that does that work for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
That works for me.
All right, the 29th it is. And usually just on hearings, we start typically at 9 and close by 5 hour lunch break, a couple of 15 minute breaks. And also, you all may have a question on appearance live versus Zoom. I leave that up to the parties. Either is fine. So whatever you prefer. We have the hearing. I'll be here in our hearing room at the Seattle Municipal Tower, 705th. But however you all want to appear, and sometimes witnesses, it's difficult for them to appear in person. But you know, via Zoom is fine. So however you all prefer to present is fine.
I'll just say now that I prefer to be in person.
There are some aspects of that that are nice, but we've had it both ways, and it kind of depends on the convenience of the parties. And so.
I will defer to that, and I can show up in person as well.
Okay. And it doesn't that you all do not have to make the same choice. So in terms of it's. I stay out of that one. Okay, I think those are all the deadlines that we need to establish. I'll put them in a pre-hearing order. I'll get the pre-hearing order out this week, maybe even today, but certainly this week. And of course, if the parties settle the matter, I don't mean to know the terms of that. We do just, FYI, it sounds like a code interpretation issue, so those can be trickier to settle, but we do have mediation services at no cost if that would be news to the parties. And the other examiner would handle it, and I would not have, if there'd be a screen up, I could talk about the case with them in terms of, if our office handles it. We have some other mediators that might be available outside the office as well, potentially. So I think that's it. Any other procedural issues, questions, anything we need to address before we adjourn?
I don't think so, no.
Okay.
Yeah, not for me.
All right. Well, thank you all very much for your appearances this afternoon. We are adjourned.
Thank you.